in 1967 or 68. That was created by the engineers at MIT. The hams at MIT created the double bazooka. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I've had many discussions about center fed, off center, end fed. You know, there's no wrong antenna, there's no right antenna. You know, it's just what's going to work in your area or your personal preference.
Well, the idea is to put something up where the impedance of the antenna is very close to the impedance of the coax. If you can manage that, many times I tell people, sometimes you can get away with using a 75 ohm coax on a lot of these wire antennas, simply because the impedance, you just have to make sure you have a multiple of wave lengths. You know, because essentially you have to start and begin the wave and phase to the actual feed point. And many people don't know that. Sometimes when you don't have the right percentage of wavelengths in transmission line, you're going to wind up having a situation where there's a cancellation, and therefore you'll wind up actually seeing a change in phase of the signal coming into the antenna. You follow, Chris?
Yes, I do. I just had a friend of mine put an NFED, QSO King NFED up at a tree company. I actually climbed two trees, put it up, and he dropped a line for counterpoise, and now he's picking up an AM broadcast interference across the band, and I keep telling him, get rid of that NFED counterpoise. Take the counterpoise and either drop it into a ground at the bottom of the tree or get back up in that tree and remove it.
The idea is...
Hey, Chris, I love those customers that call my shop for a cancer machine. They hang up. They hang up 7 times.
It's 3RF. That's part of the problem. So that's why you have to try to match that feed point the lowest amount of impedance as you can without the reactors. You need that to happen that way. Otherwise, you're going to pick up a lot of extraneous noise for that reason.
I'm hearing a repeater in Connecticut right now.
That, I heard that. I think we got some sporadic E going on here, a little duck work going on up in the atmosphere because of this heavy, heavy moisture cloud level. You know, Chris, you should get yourself one of those MFJ-259s. You have a lot of fun with them, you know. It's a lot easier than like in the old days. I used to use attenuators, especially when I was working, building the antennas. It was far broader to actually try and find a resonant frequency of an antenna using a grid dip meter and so forth. It was a little different back then than it is today. The little MFJ-259, the seat, a new one, is beautiful. I'm thinking of getting, there's another one, a scanalyzer that I'm thinking of getting, which I think is a great idea to have.
Hey, V2NLA. Yeah, I'm always intrigued with an antenna analyzer. Just haven't come around with the money for it, or the, exposed rate of death that my wife would impose on me if I were to buy it.
The thing is, you can build little, you can build balance with it. You can do a lot of different things, quarter wave, half wavelength transformers. You can do a lot of those things, you know. And they work. They work very well, you know. They really, really do. It's a good, good device to have. General purpose analyze is phenomenal. Very nice, you know. Especially if your antenna is not playing correctly.
Well, the only thing I'm trying to do is get my QSO King end fed up, you know. I got a small property, so I'm hoping that I could actually put a full 96 feet up.
So what repeater is that? What repeater is that up there in Connecticut?
I didn't hear it long enough, or ID. A lot of times it's the KB1 or KC1, whatever, KB1 CDI.
Okay, Rocky. Yeah, the That's interesting, though. You know, I'm telling you, there's got to be some form of sporadic heat today. I tell you, if I had the 6 meter vertical here, I think I'd like to tune around and see what's happening up on six. I know it was open the other day, but like I say, I gotta buy that quad band antenna, the one that works. That other one is a disaster. The one I bought from China is a piece of junk, I'll tell you. The further south I'm driving, I'm picking up better and better. How are you getting them over there, Rocky?
Yeah, I'm getting them okay. I'm trying to figure out which one they're on so I can switch my VL and see if I can make it. Hey, Chris, that guy that was just talking is the guy from down at Waterford, down at the Pine Barrens.
Talking to that Connecticut repeater.
Hear that, Rocky?
Trying to figure out what repeater they're on. It got to be on 955 or something that possibly is linked into this one somewhere.
LUW2YP.
I just was able to key up the one up in Mars. That's the Donkey Buster net.
What PL are you on, Chris?
100.
I'm going to switch it and see if I can make it. Good morning, Charlie.
2NLA.
Hey, you still up? That's surprising.
Yeah, I went Leon, she fell asleep, started snoring, I came back out here.
And I haven't stopped since I got off before. Tires all mounted in balance, cut rotors on the back of the truck, and then we put a brake pad later.
I'm saying to myself while I was standing outside your shop last night, it's like, cool, you know? The rest of the whole area is like sleeping right there, that'll like wake in the middle of the night.
Well, the closest people that live are, you know, across the street. We don't make any noise here at that time. If I gotta make some noise, I close the doors. I'm gonna get ready to get out of here. I'll catch you from the mobile. 82 BOR.
All right, no problem.
KB2
in the
way. Well, I can actually say it's a little better out here tonight. Guess my shop is just hot. 82 BOR.
Buddy of mine's got an auto body shop. He put that silver coating on his flat roof following summer air conditioning, and he's down 25%.
Oh yeah, I can understand that. When I had my house in Irvington, I had a flat roof over my kitchen. I was on the second floor. I did that coating on that flat roof, and it helped a lot.
Yeah, it was supposed to be one of the things I did this with my foot. Pick up the white rubberized coating for the flat roof over my kitchen. Hopefully, maybe in the fall I'll do.
Yeah, I guess it would be nice to get the hell out of that boot. Another 4 weeks at least. Oh my God, you're gonna be gone. You're gonna. You don't take medication, so I don't know how they're gonna calm you down.
That's kind of the joke now with the doctor. Every time I go in there, he's like, you want more pain med? You know, I like look at him and he starts laughing. And he's like, I don't know how you do it.
It's only one way. You're doing it because you want to do it. There's no other answer for it. Got a pawn shop over here in Kearney. I should stop in one day and see if anybody pawned any ham radios.
Picked up a lot of CBs. Many years ago that way. One over in Passaic I used to go to all the time. In fact, I picked up a Cobra 148 that was modified. You had the switches on the back. $35.
That was a bargain. All right, I gotta make a stop here. I'll be back. 82 BOR.
All right, KB2 LA.
Sometimes when I'm driving around town on a Saturday, I see a garage sale. Those used to go to those things. You never know when you walk in them, you might find something that's worth something.
If I'm with Emily, I'll stop, because she'll get out and look around. I've done that a few times with Kayla, and she goes ballistic.
And back in my older 11-meter days, I picked up some radios at a garage sale. Some people didn't even know what they were.
I saw an old antenna on the house. I pulled over right away.
There's still some of them around here in Kearney. Up the street from where the tires were in the garage, there's a couple antennas up there. One of them happens to be a Starduster with a top mast missing, which was, those things used to do that all the time. I've been a pack rat since I was a young kid. I used to love cleanup week.
That's why when I moved out of my old house, it took a 40-yard dumpster and then a 20-yard dumpster.
I used to save everything. I built my first mini bike out of a old lawnmower that I found with an upright motor on it. I think I might have told you this story before. How I got in the radio originally was I was a young kid and found a wooden box AM shortwave radio in the garbage. Cleaned it up, took the tubes out, had them test it, and started listening, and that's how I got into 11 meters.
I got into it when I was 10. My grandfather was into radio at the time. An old CB-er, 10 years old, set me up at my house. And years later, let me drop it a second. Years later, I used to talk to this guy. Then I found out what his handle was, and I told him what my grandfather's handle was, and he said, I used to talk to Anthony.
KD2BOR. I only know a couple guys left. Most of the people that I do are older. They're probably gone already. Anybody else that was in it is not on it. One of the last guys I used to talk to that just passed away, he used to live on Schuyler Avenue. He used to come into my shop in a senior citizen building. I used to call him Wolfman. Lived in Kearney. And I still talk to, what's his name, down on Channel 11, Crazy Cat. This guy's probably been on radio as long as you've been. He's about going on 70, and he said he's been on for over 50 years, maybe closer to 60.
Definitely a long time. Yeah, it was funny, you know, because I talked to this guy Jack for a long time on sideband, you know. One time he said his handle, what his AM handle was, and I started laughing. I said, remember talking to the freeze man? He's like, yeah, I used to talk to Anthony all the time. My grandfather worked, he did refrigeration and freezers.
That makes sense. Well, look where my CB handle was, the Boulder. You know, Rocky, Rocco, I used the Boulder.
Best one I used was no audio. People are like, yeah, who do we got? Yeah, you got no audio. You'd hear them banging on their microphone.
I think you told me that one before.
Oh, I used to get the truck drivers nuts over that one.
Oh, yeah. I used to live close to, let's see, when I was still in Irvington, Parkway was three blocks away. Route 78, 24 was right there. I used to have a ball with some of them truck drivers.
KB2NLA.
82BOR. I used to love getting those truck drivers frustrated.
Back in 91, I became a novice. I was talking to a guy, you know, saying about CB. Guy got on, started screaming, CBers are no good, blah, 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 this and that. Today I was driving in work, and we had a CB in the vehicle. Hear this guy talking, I'm like, no way. Finally, I said, yeah, I can't stand those ham operators. They're the worst, you know, and he didn't say anything. A few days later, I heard him on the amateur radio, and he put his call out there, and I put my call out, and I said his handle. He shut right up.
You know, I don't have to say. You'd be surprised who's in both places these days. Hey, I just had a cop behind me, North Darlington cop. I should have pulled him over and told him he had a headlight out.
That's funny.
Hey, Chris, I'm at our driveway. Catch you later. It's 82BOR.
All right. You have a good one. I'll talk to you in a bit. KB2NLA.
Connected N2BMN. good morning to you. I'm up here in the foothills of Sparta. You may or may not hear me for, I don't know, I'm mobile, so you may or may not hear me. If I cut out, you know why. Back over to you, KB2FDA.
Okay. Well, you're a little spotty, but you're solid overall. That's very nice. So you decided to take a joyride, or are you going to work or going on an errand? What are we doing today?
We are making our way up to Blairstown Airport to go talk to a couple of pilot friends of mine. And I took a break from the insanity of writing cover letters and resumes. I have about 90 of them out now. I've gone through a couple of interviews. Some look promising. So hopefully I will be gainfully employed once more shortly. At least I got my toes and fingers crossed. W2TTT, back over to you. And this is KD2FTA Mobile.
Oh, Lord, I didn't realize that you were unemployed. Did you start with another company, and I guess that didn't work out, or what happened there?
Yeah, roger. I started with another company. After about 3 months, they weren't getting the orders to sustain my position, and it was a contract role. So that's the name of that tune.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before. That's brutal. Absolutely brutal. Yeah. Cross your fingers and your toes, as it were. But the process of resumes and the like is always a lot of fun. Probably one of my least favorite things to do in the world. In fact, I was just motivated a little bit. You know, they always say you should maintain a current resume, and I must confess that I hadn't in years. And about a year ago, I got my CV largely updated, although I need to update it again because this year has been monumental, for lack of a better term. But having said that, my regular straight line resume is still not really back intact because, you know, I'd have to go digging. I don't even remember the date that I used to work in other places because I've been with AT&T for 28 years. But, dear me. I do have more of an entrepreneurial spirit than most of my colleagues, which is a good thing. It shakes up the environment routinely, but, you know, at one level, if I ever wanted to get a job outside, you know, would I be labeled a bellhead? And the answer is yes, you know, unequivocally. And that can be both good and bad, it really is, you know, something to work on. And, you know, I don't even know my LinkedIn password. That'll tell you the story or the state of that.
KB2HRO.
KHRO recognized. Hang on a second. KB2FTA W2TTT. All right, HRO, I guess FTA is off the end of the universe. W2TTT, good morning. Name is Gordon. How are you? 82HRO, W2TTT.
Gordon, if you can still hear me, KB2FTA, I'm going to say my 73s. I'm talking about waiting for the repeater.
You got through that time. Very good. 7373, and good luck. You're in our prayers. KD2FTA, W2TTT.
Hey, good morning, Gordon. KD2BOR, how are you?
Rocky, I'm fine, and how are you, sir?
Doing fine. I woke up and listened to the net last night. I didn't check in. I just laid on my pillow and listened. Not a bad net last night.
No, it was quite good, actually. A lot of different topics, you know. They're kind of all over the place, but that's okay. That makes it more interesting for some folks. Unless there's a topic of broad interest that you want to do a deep dive into and can do a deep dive into. You know, what we did last night was very good, actually. Now, what did we talk about? We talked about DMR, Windows 10, Raspberry Pi 2, joys and pleasures of Portable Bay and Camry on the air. And what else? Licensing. No, the vanity calls are now going to be free to renewal, like any other license will be, or is actually now. So that's kind of cool. Starting in September, vanity renewals will be a good thing. So I'm the trustee of about a dozen vanity calls. You can't do that anymore, but I am, for now, trustee of all the different amateur radio stations for our scout camps, not to mention Venture Group 7373's all KJ2BS. So anyway, it's all good. So what are you up to today?
Doing my work here. I got another job to start on now, but I heard you out there wanting to say hello. We've had one heck of a band. Not heck of a band, but the band's been open since about, I'd say about 1:30 this morning.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, because of the weather trough that went up and down the coast, I saw that. That was kind of neat. I saw that on the weather map and I said, UHF, VHF propagation could be good. Anyway, sir, I need to go in and get my hair cut. It's good hearing you, and thank you for the call.
Hi, Gordon. We'll talk to you later on. I'm going to get back to work. 32 VOR, 73.
73 KWT. Hey, Rob, I got to go, but good morning, and 2RDA W2T.